Translation, those in full consciousness of me, who know
Those in
me,
full.
the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of all the material manifestation of the demigods and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. Please repeat, those in full consciousness of me,
Those in full consciousness of me,
who know me,
who know me,
the Supreme Lord,
the Supreme
the
Lord,
Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of material manifestation,
to be the governing principle of the material manifestation
of the demigods,
of the
of the
demigods,
demigods,
and of all methods of sacrifice,
and of
and of all methods of sacrifice.
can understand and know me,
Can
can
understand
understand and know me,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
even at the time of death.
even at the time of death.
Okay, so if we could all mute ourselves at this time.
Okay.
Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Persons acting in Krishna consciousness are never deviated from the path of entirely understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the transcendental association of Krishna consciousness, one can understand how the Supreme Lord is the governing principle of the material manifestation and even of the demigods. Gradually, by such transcendental association, one becomes convinced of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the time of death, such a Krishna conscious person can never forget Krishna. Naturally, he is thus promoted to the planet of the Supreme Lord, Goloka Vrindavan. The seventh chapter particularly explains how one can become a fully Krishna conscious person. The beginning of Krishna consciousness is association of persons who are Krishna conscious. Such association is spiritual and puts one directly in touch with the Supreme Lord. And by His grace, one can understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, one can really understand the constitutional position of the living entity and how the living entity forgets Krishna and becomes entangled in material activities. By gradual development of Krishna consciousness in good association, the living entity can understand that due to the forgetfulness of Krishna, he has become conditioned by the laws of material nature. He can also understand that this human form of life is an opportunity to regain Krishna consciousness, and that it should be fully utilized to attain the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. The seventh chapter. No, sorry. Many subjects have been discussed on this chapter. The man in distress, the inquisitive man, the man in want of material necessities, knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of Paramatma, liberation from birth and death, disease, and worship of the Supreme Lord. However, he who is actually elevated in Krishna consciousness does not care for the different processes. He simply directly engages himself in activities of Krishna consciousness and thereby factually attains his constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Krishna. In such a situation, he takes pleasure in hearing and glorifying the Supreme Lord in pure devotional service. He is convinced that by doing so, all his objectives will be fulfilled. This determined fate is called Drita Brata, and it is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga, or transcendental loving service. That is the verdict of all scriptures. The seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita is the substance of that conviction. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Yananjanashalakaya Shaksurumilitanjana Tasmai Shri Translation one more time. Those in full consciousness of me know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of all material manifestation, of the demigods and of all the methods of sacrifice, can understand me and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. So in this verse, Krishna is establishing himself as the ultimate authority, and he is establishing the devotees as the topmost bhaktas, as the topmost of all the different methods of yoga, the bhakti yogi. He has, in this chapter, he established those two things, that he, everything is coming from him, and he is the supreme lord of everything, and all the different types of worship ultimately are to lead one to bhakti yoga. And actually all religions, even Prabhupada said one time that those who are very, very sincere Christians, next lifetime, they'll get to hear about Krishna. So we could see how all the processes are actually, they're all, because Krishna is the controller, he's controlling all the living entities, and he controls everybody's wandering. And he actually, because he's such a benevolent father, he wants all this, the jivas to come back to him. But the jiva, unfortunately, has forgotten about Krishna, as mentioned here on the purpose. We forget about Krishna as soon as we come to the material world and we start rolling on the mud of Maya. And we have no understanding. But then, as is mentioned on this purport again, that by the association of these jivas with the body, then they begin to understand about Krishna. They hear about Krishna and begin to understand who Krishna is and what our position in relationship to Krishna is. So the process is described here, that this is the goal. And why? Because at the end of the purport is the big challenge. At the end of the verse, even at the time of death. So this is the greatest challenge. It's just like when one takes one wants to learn how to become a pilot. All the training is on how to land a plane. You take about 20 hours of instruction. And the main point is that you could land that plane. So in the same way, understanding all the scriptures, this culminates at the time of death. Because at the time of death, the consciousness that we have acquired through our whole life, that's what's going to determine our next position. So Krishna is saying here very boldly that if actually those who are fully conscious of him and they understand him to be the Supreme Lord, and at the time of death, they will be thinking about Krishna. And this is the most important fact, that we have to prepare ourselves, so at the time of death, we'll meet this challenge and we'll be ready. It's just like when you're in school and you're studying, and if you want to graduate from high school or whatever, you study very hard. And then when the test comes, if you study very, very hard, then it's like nothing. You just like fly right to the test and you get the highest marks. But if you didn't study, or you study just a little bit, then the test becomes more difficult. And if you didn't study at all, then it's impossible. So this is the same thing with our consciousness. If we have become single-minded and drita brata, very determined, and we study very hard, like we're doing right now. We're here, hearing about Krishna, studying Bhagavad Gita. And if we continue this for the rest of our life, then by the time of death, this is all going to be helping us greatly to pass the greatest test, which is not to take another material body, but simply to go on serving Krishna full on, whatever he wants to take us, whether it's where Krishna is doing his pastime, so where the pure devotee is doing the pastime, or going back to our original position in the spiritual world. But as long as we fail this test, then we will have to take another material body. So we don't want that. You know, that's, we've been here too long. We have failed this test repeatedly. So we want to be ready. We want to fully be conscious of Krishna at the time of death. And if we practice for most of our life, even if it's for whatever, 10 years, 5 years, even 1 month, if we, so Prabhupada said, you know, it's not a matter of becoming a devotee, understanding Krishna, becoming a pure devotee. It's not a matter of time, but it's a matter of consciousness. And we see this on some, on devotees, you know, there's some devotees that joined at the same time I did, and within a couple of years, they were sannyasis, or they were opening temples here, and then there were others who left, and there were others that we were just hanging in there, you know, just chanting, and but not really endeavoring 100%. So it's all a matter of how determined we become, that how bad we want this Krishna consciousness. How bad do we want to be 100% dedicated to Krishna, 100% dedicated to the mission of our guru?
Is anybody still on? Hare Krishna.
Yeah, you guys can hear me?
What happened to...
Oh, okay, sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's okay. Sorry.
I have this button on my microphone, and sometimes when I move, it gets pushed.
You were off for about 1 minute.
Okay. So the more serious that undetermined, actually, I guess it goes hand in hand. If we're serious and if we're determined that I want this to be my last birth on this material world, because so I don't want to get old again. I don't want to go through puberty and go through all that horrendous material suffering. And I don't want that. So then I become very serious, and I simply want to go and be in the service of Krishna 100%, either by going back to Krishna Loka or continuing the preaching, whatever Krishna wants us to go. So if we actually, if we're doing this, then Bhaktivinoda Kaur says that even in the material world, a person could actually be blissful if he's fully engaged in Krishna's service. So for a devotee, this is the goal. It's actually that we want that uninterrupted devotional service. That's the goal. That's what we want. And we need to work towards that. And the minimum is that we need to maintain whatever Krishna consciousness we have. And we should always try to increase our devotional activities, and we should also try to increase everything that is related to Krishna, and then minimize whatever is related to Maya. And automatically, as we start becoming more advanced in Krishna consciousness, it's not like we renounce something falsely, because that doesn't work. We actually have to be enlightened, and we have to be inspired, and we have to have that determination. And when that starts taking place, then actually all the bad habits and all the material attractions that we might have, they'll start vanishing. They'll have less meaning in our life. So this is a very nice chapter, as mentioned here. And in the next chapter, Krishna is actually going to explain now how more even so, how one becomes more of a devotee. So I'm going to stop there and ask for corrections, comments, challenges.
I was going to say that, again, this is the first time I really studied the Bhagavad Gita in depth like this. Some or other, the first verse of the next chapter where where Arjuna asks, what is Brahman? What is a self? What are fruit of activities? What is the material manifestation? What are the demigods? Somewhere I was just thinking, so why is he asking these questions? And I didn't notice that, just because Krishna just says in the previous verse specifically, that he's the Lord of all sacrifices, the governing body, of the governing principle of the material manifestation, and the Lord of the demigods. So it just, in line with that, that's why Arjuna is asking those questions. You know, what are fruitive activities? Krishna says, I'm the Lord of sacrifice. So he says, can you clarify what are fruitive activities? Can you clarify what are the demigods? What is this material manifestation? What is Brahman? So it's great to study each and every verse like this, you know, one at a time, in sequence.
Yeah.
When I was somewhere there at the temple, sometimes things get like broken up, especially for a Bhagavad Gita class. But when you do like this every single night, you really start to get a understanding for what this is all about.
Yeah, I totally 100%. For me, this has been, 30 something years of being in Krishna consciousness. This is like also like the time that I'm going, wow, this is incredible. All of this purpose that, you know, Prabhupada is just like pouring so much. And it's, we heard it, but it didn't hit as much as this time, I think. And I actually, being in the association of all these nice Vaishnavas here, it has made me want to be a better devotee, you know. So I'm very grateful that, this is happening to us in this part of our life. At least when I needed it the most.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I appreciate one point you made that, that it's actually, we have to really study hard and to try, 100% to surrender to Krishna. And sometimes it's just, I wanted to bring up that maybe I don't understand, but sometimes it seems like sometimes devotees think that it's not a hard work, but actually it is hard work. It's very hard work to surrender. It's not easy. It's a simple process, but it's not easy. Because even Arjuna says in Bhagavad Gita to Krishna that that's impossible to control the mind, like controlling the wind. So it is difficult, but we can do it by determination. By Krishna's mercy.
Jai.
I was just listening to a lecture today. Not a lecture, but it was a talk that Srila Prabhupada was speaking to the devotees in France at the farm. And he kept on saying, if one wants to become Krishna conscious, what is the difficulty? He was just pressing the devotees. He wouldn't give up. You know, like he said, it's difficult to remember Krishna also, for any man in any situation of life to remember Krishna. And the devotees would put forward different arguments, you know, like, well, if, you know, one is envious of Krishna, then he won't be able to remember. He said, if one is envious, then he has to, what is the use? But if one wants to become Krishna conscious, then is there any difficulty? And you know, they had to admit, says, no, there's no difficulty. So in another way, in another sense, if we simply have the desire, then there should not be any difficulty becoming Krishna conscious.
Yeah, I think once we tip the scale, example I heard before is that we're on one side of the hill, and that's when we're totally in Maya, and then Krishna is on the other side of the hill. And going up the hill is very difficult, you know, especially once you're halfway up the hill, you tire, and it becomes, once you get to the top of the hill, that's where we have realized that, you know, we have no other choice. This is the only thing we need to do, and we're sincere. Then going down the hill is a lot easier than going up the hill, and that's when we, you know, we're enthusiastic about hearing and chanting, and we want to, you know, you don't think, oh, God, I got to do my runs, but you go, oh, I get to chant now, you know. It's just a matter of consciousness. So once you start going down the hill, then it's a lot easier. And as we go down the hill, we gain speed. And if we stay in track, you know, we get there very fast.
Of course, Srila Prabhupada does use this word often. He says, a devotee simply has to be sincere and serious. So So that means, of course, that we can't be lackadaisical. We always have to be trying with great endeavor, drita vrita.
So he used the word continuity too a lot. You know, if we could be very serious and sincere for a while and then stop. So if we have that continuity, then that's really the other factor.
It looks like it's not so easy, because also Prabhupada said another place, Ramananda, I can actually point you out, that you might remember where he said that. He said, if it would be easy, so how come it would be glorious victory, you know? So in other words, we're fighting with Maya every moment. And if more serious we are, more bigger tests comes. The test becomes bigger.
However, I think that rather than thinking that we're going to be able to become Krishna conscious with the force of our own determination, it's more a matter, like Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport, that one takes pleasure in hearing, glorifying the Lord, and then from that devotional service, then he becomes convinced. That's the point. When we become convinced that everything will be attained through Krishna consciousness, then that will be determined faith, drita vrita, because otherwise, how are we going to develop that, you know, that intention?
No, I agree with you totally on that. Yes, of course. We shouldn't think that we are just, you know, fighting alone by our own determination becoming. Yeah, if you develop taste, I agree with you.
Yeah, I guess.
If there's taste, then it's easy.
Right, yeah.
Along the path, we always need to be begging Guru and Sadhu.
Yeah.
You know, begging for their mercy. Like, please, my dear Guru, this is very difficult. And please give me your blessings. Please give me your mercy to go on with this. Because it is, you know, just dealing with the material body is a difficult thing. You know, taking care of the body and feeding the body. And if we have some health challenges, it becomes more difficult, so we have to be always begging Krishna and the sadhus, and especially the spiritual master, to help us. And all the acharyas give that example, you know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is always saying, I'm most fallen, for me there's no hope. And if we tell that to Krishna, then Krishna says, okay, I'll help you. But as soon as we think, oh, you know, I'm a very fixed up devotee, I'm very Krishna conscious, and immediately, bang, Maya will kick us. The minute that we think that we understand anything, then Maya will kick us. We always have to be begging, remain humble, I guess, is the key. We remain humble and ask for mercy, then Krishna will give us the mercy. And if we don't ask for it, then if we think that we're the doer, then we're in trouble. If we think that simply by the mercy of Krishna and the Guru, it is that we are able to stay in Krishna consciousness.
John.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Rishabh.
Yeah. It's, you know, the way you explained the final exam for me also was very nice, because I could really relate to it personally. You know, like up to say the age of 17, I was generally doing very well in exams and things like that. And then I had 2 years of advanced study, and I did a maths course, and I hardly attended classes and all that. And when I had to do my final exam, it was like so disastrous. It was the first time in my life I was actually doing exams that I couldn't handle at all. And it was a very horrible experience. So it really brought that back to life for me, the example you gave, that, you know, we have to study so that the final exam becomes easy. It's just so true that if you don't know about if you haven't prepared yourself, it can be a most horrible experience. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I still remember being on anxiety in the finals, like pulling my hairs, almost crying, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're not ready. But then yeah. I could see
so
that
much regret.
The guys that got all the straight A's, they were smiling and they were like, no big deal, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to be. We want to be more than ready, or as ready as we can.
Mm.
You know, we different people have different abilities, but Krishna only sees the sincerity, and the same with the guru. He sees how sincere the disciple is and how hard you're trying. And if we don't have the intelligence or the ability, then Krishna will give us a pass, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Prabhu, thank you very much for your association.
Thank you for giving me the chance.
Thank you, Prabhu.
So we'll see everybody tomorrow morning.
Jai.
Shrila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Shrila Prabhupada.
Jai.
Jai.
Ramananda Maharaj ki jai.
Jai. Haribo.
Haribo.